Welcome back to another episode of Reimagine Mason. I'm your host, Supervisor Andres Jimenez. Here in Mason District, we're proud to be the cultural hub of Fairfax County, and one of the best ways we celebrate that is through food and entrepreneurs who bring life to it. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, Fouad Kritum, the CEO of Capital Restaurant Group. Fouad has built businesses that many of us know, and he's a strong supporter of our community and local economy. Fouad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being here and appreciate you doing this show.
That's awesome. I'm really excited about today's show. So let's start with your story. You've built and scaled multiple restaurants here in Northern Virginia. Can you share a little bit about how you got started in the business and what motivated you to grow in this industry?
Okay, that's a great question. Well, first of all, you specifically are very special to me because you represent the area I grew up in. Although I am a native of Fairfax County, I'm a native of Virginia, lived here all my life, but specifically Annandale. I used to live on Newcastle Drive, which was off Ravensworth Road. I went to St. Michael's. I went to St. Michael's for a little bit. I went to Annandale High School for
Adams.
I went to Annandale High School. So Annandale in particular holds an extremely special place in my heart. So, to answer your question, how did I get started? I got started working in a restaurant that my father owned where? In Annandale, Virginia. It was called the Black Orchid. He opened it in September 1970.
All right.
Was when he opened the restaurant. Obviously, that was before I was born. But I worked for him for probably about 10 years in the restaurant business before he ended up selling and retiring. I was obviously younger. We also had a pizza place in Annandale that opened in 1978.
What was the pizza place called?
It was called Casa de Mama.
Casa de Mama, okay.
And that was opened again in 78. My father and his brothers opened it, and you know they kept it for like 30 years. Black Orchid was also around for 30 years before they ended up selling and retiring. So Annandale is a very special place for me.
So 20 years later, though, after 1978, something big happened.
Yes, that's exactly right. So when he sold, my father sold and retired in 1996, and Paisanos was born in 1998. So back to what you were saying, Capital Restaurant Group does own multiple restaurant concepts, but the one we're primarily known for is Paisanos. Paisanos was born in Fairfax County. Paisanos today has 40 locations, of which I would say 25, maybe 27 are in Fairfax County.
We love that. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So we love Fairfax County. Again, I try to explain this to people all the time. Fairfax County is different to Paisanos. It's different to me. It's my home. So, you know, people always ask me, oh, you know, you always get involved in the community and do things. And I say to them, well, it's almost not fair to give me credit for it because it's my home. This is it. If it wasn't for Fairfax County, there would be no Paisanos.
It's so great that when you see entrepreneurs and you see businesses in Fairfax County giving back to the community, that's what I consider being a good neighbor. You're not just there, you're not just selling, but you're actually involved in the community, you care about the community, and you're also investing in the community. So that's always a wonderful trifecta when you see companies doing that. It's really important that you are part of the community. The community recognizes it as well. They see what you do. They see that you're not just a pizza place, or you're not just a restaurant, but you're actually involved, you care, and you understand what's happening, the highs, the lows, the good and the bad of the community.
Yeah, and again, I don't consider it doing anything special. I consider it the natural thing to do. I mean, we've been involved in, and one thing I always tell my team is when we do things to help people, we like to do it in silence. We don't do it to promote it or anything, but we've given back in the millions over the years, and we don't regret $1 of it. It's the right thing to do.
I will say, you know, I definitely feel like the community sees the impact of what you're doing. So I think that's great, and you know, thank
they
you so much.
And we appreciate that they do see it.
So now let's talk about something really exciting, Mason District's Restaurant Week, second annual Restaurant Week.
Yes.
This is our chance to showcase the incredible variety of restaurants right here in the district. Fawad, your group will be part of this Restaurant Week this year. Can you tell us about the offerings you'll be highlighting? And yes, that includes Paisano's Pizza, which I know so many families here love.
We are going to, for Restaurant Week, we're going to do, it's going to be exclusive to this program and cannot be had anywhere else, but we're going to offer 50% off all pizzas for the whole week.
That's huge.
To everybody huge. In the community.
That's huge. You know, restaurants are such an important part of both our economy and our culture in life here in Mason District. From your perspective, what are some of the biggest opportunities and challenges for restaurants in Mason District right now?
Okay. That's a tough question, and only because it's not fair to apply it only to Mason District.
Sure.
But the restaurant business in general right now is extremely tough. It's tough because we live in a community, we live in a state that today is probably seeing the biggest impact from layoffs.
Sure.
We've had the biggest impact. So we've got a lot of our business has been impacted by families that have been impacted. Labor is always a challenge. And again, that's not even just this time of what's going on. It's just labor is a challenge in general and rising food costs. So anybody that owns a restaurant will tell you it's a pennies business.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a pennies business. And today, more than ever, it's really a pennies business. So I can't say that it's anything that Mason did, but just the general, the feel of the economy in general today is not favorable to restaurants. Food prices are through the roof. We have a lot of people that lost their jobs in the community. People are hurting. Look, we're running specials literally called Inflation Buster.
Wow.
And it's our number one performing special. So we can gauge what's going on in the community by the specials we run, believe it or not.
No, that makes total sense. And when you see something like you just mentioned, the inflation special, you know, that's your response.
Yes.
To what's happening out there in the economy and also what's happening to families.
Sure. And what we do and what we like to do is, look, again, I keep talking about the pennies business, but when the economy gets tighter, and we've been through this before, you know, Paisano's almost 30 years old, so we've seen it all. But we like to, when things get bad, we like to shrink our margins and try to do the best for the community.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you one final question here. You know, everyone who works in the restaurant industry usually has that one story, maybe the first dish they ever made or the first customer they served that really stuck with them. Do you have a memory like that from your early days?
Oh, my gosh. Do I have a memory like that from my I have about 1,000 memories from my early days. I mean, look, I started Paisano's in 1998 in Fairfax, in Fair Lakes, and it was a very, very, very hard time. I would never forget. It was me and my sister at the time. And I'll never forget, we would work so hard, 7 days a week. And at the end of the month, we'd have no money left over.
And all that work, all that
all
time.
All the work was for nothing.
Blood, sweat, tears, all put
blood,
in.
Blood, sweat, and tears for $0. But looking back today, I wouldn't trade that for the world. Had I opened the first Paisano's and it would have been a huge success from day one and making money, I don't think it would have been the result it is today.
It needed that blood, sweat, and tears. It needed that hard work.
I was a kid. Yeah. I was 20-some years old. I needed the humbling. I needed to know that life is not easy. I needed to know that everything comes with a price. There's blood, sweat, and tears involved. So I not only respect my staff, I respect customers. I respect the whole process now because of the humble beginnings and not making money. I'm serious. I don't think you ever going to have anybody on here to tell you that not making money was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good lesson. You know,
it's a great lesson.
That hard work, that dedication, and pays off. But you got to go through it.
And you never forget it.
You got to go through all those hard times to come out on the other side. Fawad, thank you again for joining us today. And thank you for the work you and your team do to keep the community strong.
Thank you for the work you do and for putting this on and for your continued support of not only Mason District, but Fairfax County in general.
Absolutely. To our listeners, make sure you mark your calendars for Mason District's Restaurant Week and come out to enjoy all the incredible food our community has to offer and eat some wonderful pizza. This is Reimagine Mason. I'm Supervisor Andres Jimenez. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you around Mason District.